people. You've attended so many meetings this week in Davos. As you stand back at the end of it, what do you think we've achieved?
Well, the theme, as you know, for this Davos was reshaping the world and then the consequences for society, for business, for governments. And the good thing is that for the first time, we didn't have a crisis. And as a result, many of the discussions were of more structural nature of how can we create a better world for all, at least in the elements that we were involved in. As you would expect, lots of enthusiasm, lots of more trust, teamwork across different groups of people in society. And as a result, I feel we've achieved more in this WEF than at previous WEFs. Few topics that are of importance to Unilever and to myself that we actively participated in. As you know, we're working on the climate change agreements as well as the post-2015 development goals for which I've been on the high-level panel. These things come together in 2015. We need to work them already in 2014. How can we ensure that we have a more equitable, more sustainable world and that we lift the remaining people out of poverty? Different discussions around that. For example, on the climate change, we have the climate economy. We have the discussions leading up to the Peru and the Paris meetings to get a meaningful climate change agreement, which is absolutely necessary to get a sustainable growth. Likewise, for the Millennium Development Goals, discussions on investing in girls and women, investing in nutrition, discussions around health, and how do we drive that agenda higher. Those are the most important things. The second element that I wanted to mention is the need for a sustainable society. We are overusing the resources that we have. We're stealing from our future generations. Lots of talk. Ellen MacArthur on the circular economy, very powerful concept. Sustainable agriculture done with especially focus on Africa with the new vision of agriculture, etc. Now, all of this would not be possible without the leadership of individuals all across society. And I've seen some great forms of leadership here. First and foremost, from the young. We spend a lot of time with the young global leaders and then from all the other participants of the conference. One of the most exciting things that I've seen coming out of this is the level of confidence that together in the next 15 years, we have an opportunity once in our lifetime to absolutely eradicate poverty in a more sustainable and equitable way. Now, don't you want to be part of that?
Great. Thank you very much.
3 minutes.
Perfect.